I just now saw the fucking Steve Harvey thing.
Yeah.
Show me a family. Other side, you can steal.
Yeah, what about that? And the Phillips family can steal. Guys, what if? How good would we be if we were on Family Feud?
We would be the best.
We would need two other people.
We'd bring Joan, and then we'd bring a real life goose.
Honk.
So how did you meet these people?
Honk.
Well, from what I read, you're a goose.
All right, FAP family, who are you pulling up to the board? The who goose walks.
Hey guys, welcome to the Funky Anime Podcast. I'm Garbalax, welcome to my cave. Lit up by fireflies next to me is Chuck.
Oh.
Hi, I'm a firefly.
No, you're not a firefly, you're just lit up by them.
No, I'm pretending.
Oh, okay. Well, now he's a firefly.
Well, I'm a human, but I'm pretending I'm a firefly.
Oh, okay. You're glowing. Because
I'm a child.
You're glowing, darling. Wow.
As soon as you said child, your voice dropped like 50 milligrams. Like, that's
interesting. War changes.
Next to me is Pino, who's definitely not considering cannibalism from starvation.
Why did I have to be the cannibal?
Don't eat me, I'm just a child.
It's okay. You look disgusting anyways. There's not enough meat.
I don't
meat
have
on.
A lot of meat on my bone.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Eat Garb. No. He's been hoarding away all the watermelon.
He's been... No, he looks about the same. I know
it. No, yeah, exactly.
How about I just self-cannibalize?
Striped shirts are very slimming.
I don't know. My left leg looks pretty hefty right now.
Well, that's because you never skip leg day.
It's true. Except yesterday, so... That was
Man, you're going down the drain, aren't you?
I know.
He usually doesn't skip leg day, except yesterday when he ate his leg.
Yeah.
Well, technically, that he didn't skip leg day. He just did a different leg.
No, the animation studio decided that was a little too gruesome and said that I lost my leg in the water.
Oh, no. Well, how'd you lose it?
There was a ship.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Nice.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Way to bring it all together, Pino.
Yeah, no problem. Shoutouts to feet.
No!
Guys, welcome to the Funky Anime Podcast. That's your gang. That's the people. We're
the homeboys.
That's the homeboys. Chilling like villains.
We're vibing. We're straight vibing right now.
We really, it's...
No, I'm not, when we start talking about it, I will not be straight,
I'm straight vibing.
I can
dude.
Tell you that
I'm
much.
Straight vibing, my brothers.
And let me tell you why. We watched the Studio Ghibli, or Ghibli, I don't know
Ghibli.
How the hell you pronounce it, who cares. We watched Grave of the Fireflies, was the film.
Oof.
And boy, was it sad.
Boy, did it hurt to watch.
Boy, was it something.
It's yeah. been a while since we've watched a sad show.
It's been a while since we watched a Ghibli.
Yeah, it's been
We only usually do that at the end of the season.
Wow, guys, we did it.
We made it. Woo-hoo. This is year
we
two.
We made it a whole nother season.
Oh, I guess it is season two.
Are you proud of me, Mom?
Yes, I'm proud of you, son.
Whoa,
oh,
mother.
Oh, thanks, Mom. Mother.
Mother.
Whoa, Mama. Well, then.
Man, I really don't remember how to do somber episodes.
It's all right. Well, we'll get
sad later. We'll get sad later. Don't you worry.
Let's get sad.
We are just going to end our seasons on Ghibli films because
That's the bread and butter anime, but...
My love butter.
I guess Ghibli films are one of the easiest ways to get into anime.
Basically, what we're saying is that we're going to have to run this show for 26 seasons until we get through all the Ghibli films, and then we end.
We won't have any reason to continue.
Yeah, I can't believe that'll be the last episode.
I can't believe this is actually the last episode.
I can't believe this is the last episode of the season. But not really, because then we have the other things at the postseason.
No, that's filler. That doesn't count.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, we'll be doing filler after this. Look forward to that if you like filler.
Yeah, if you like filler, like I do.
Yeah, dude. Best episode of Dragon Ball Z is Goku and Piccolo learn to drive, and you can't tell me otherwise. So, obviously, I'll tell you otherwise.
Well, remember that time when Gohan played baseball?
Oh, yeah. But that was Super.
No.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Boo Saga. Sorry.
You absolute monkey.
I was thinking of the one scene in Super where, you know, they brought back Yamcha when they all play baseball.
Yeah. That one's also very good.
Yeah. But, yeah, you're right. I've spread false information.
I can't believe this.
Geekdom 101's going to come knocking on the door.
False propaganda. Guys, I can't believe you're the general of this campaign.
We are literally the only factual podcast on the planet.
Yeah.
Quote me.
That's
on
what
it.
The F stands for.
Yeah, factual anime podcast. What do you think?
No, it's does? Factual accurate podcast. Come on, get it right.
Oh, yes, of course. And we just usually talk about anime.
Yeah.
Just totally by coincidence.
Just by coincidence, every time we talked about an anime. One day we won't.
I mean, we did once.
Charlie Brown is Charlie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We fucking watched Charlie Brown.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And it's like one of our least listened to episodes.
No.
Merry Christmas, everyone. You don't
get
another one.
Merry Christmas, everyone. You don't get another one because you squandered it.
We'll just watch
You get nothing.
We'll watch the Snowhalation part of Love Live again.
Yeah, we'll just watch the Snowhalation video and then we'll talk about it for 5 minutes and then post it.
Yeah, call that a day. This is one of those episodes where we're getting sidetracked really easily because we don't know what to talk about in the show.
Because there's nothing to talk about.
Freaking sad, dude.
So, how was your guys' day?
Well, thank you for asking. That's all right. You want to go next?
I haven't been doing too much.
This is right after Thanksgiving, so
I did go see. One?
Let's just say I'm a little stuffed.
Oh no.
You were saying
this episode's going nowhere slowly.
Kind of like this movie.
Just like the movie. Oh.
Wow, you guys are fucking harsh.
Good.
We'll get into that later.
It's not that it did go too long. It's just, oh my god, that was.
We'll get there.
I don't know, man. I guess it was just the mood I was in, but that the slow pacing was just perfect.
No, it was good. It was very good.
We'll get into that. Tell me how your day was before I had to roast all you boys.
I can't believe you have bad opinions.
I can't believe you guys like terrible movies.
Yeah,
and now with our hot takes out there and everybody interested, let's get straight into the review.
So, had either of you ever seen this before? Because I sure as hell hadn't.
Nope.
No, I knew about it. And I was I know it's sad.
I've heard from you that it was sad, and I heard that it's not one of the ones people mention. And I was
whenever we brought it up to the patrons, that was
they're like, "Oh my god!"
By the way, shout out to our Patreon, love you guys.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Cosmos, and I'd like to thank John for being our top money patrons.
Big million.
Our big love million y'all. Patrons. I appreciate you.
But
music singing
this
out.
Is a great episode. Love y'all. Anyway, this is a Ghibli film.
Ghibli film.
None of us had seen it. That's good. But whenever we caught wind of it, we all knew it was sad.
When we sniffed it.
So we had a little bit of expectations going in. What'd you say, Pino?
When we sniff it, you know.
Yeah. Give it a whiff. Yeah.
Gotta smell all the dead bodies.
Oh, delightful.
Delightfully delightful, Pino.
I love war. The smell of fire in the air.
War never changes.
War has changed. We're gamers.
Y'all wanna get into that presentation? This'll be an easy section.
What do you mean, an easy section?
Because it looked good, because it's a Ghibli film.
It was all right.
It did look good, but you could nothing definitely tell that out. It was not a Miyazaki film.
Yeah.
Was it not?
No. It's by the funny man that you send the image of him to us.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Isao Takahata.
Let's see what else he's done, if I can find it. It's a bunch of things in Japanese.
I can read!
I assume they're all Ghibli films, or at least...
No, he did Ghibli, and he did stuff before. Like, I know that he did things during his Ghibli time, but for the most part, he is known by doing Ghibli.
Yeah. Well, Ghibli's the big hitter, so it makes sense. That's what people would know him for. But, yeah, so it... I mean... Yeah, I guess so. But it still looked great.
Oh, no, it looks very good, but you can very clearly tell that this is not this like Miyazaki's like.
There's no playful colors. There's no.
Well, yeah,
and it makes sense because again, I guess this is one of it's a wartime movie. You know, you're not going to expect your fantasy animals, your
can't be looking like Japanese, fucking Crash Bandicoot.
Right, you can't have your Japanese mysticism as they usually do in many Japanese animated films. But you do get that kind of gritty, timey, you know, timepiece that this movie is, which is takes place World War II, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's understandable. I don't think many things popped out to me, but what I saw was all right. Again, nothing, at least for me, nothing great, but nothing, it's like not bad. It's not
bad. I wrote down that I really do like the backgrounds. I know what a background guy.
Yeah, funny.
I do like the backgrounds in it because, you know, it's a very difficult time period, especially to still illustrate. Sorry, my brain doesn't work. To illustrate, especially for, you know, people of Japanese descent going, like, of being children through all that. Because I think I remember hearing that, let me see, because I don't know if Isao Takahata, how old is he?
Oh, yeah, he may have been around for...
Because I know he was, I'm pretty sure, he was 35, so he was a child when all of this actually was happening. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing about taking this, like, using personal experience for this, mm-hmm. and he did pass away in 2018. Just
dang. Rest in peace, brother.
Apparently, yeah, which is a shame, but
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's recently too. Man, that sucks, but
yeah, but he was also 82, so he lived
But he lived a pretty good life.
He lived a long life.
Yeah, he got to direct a fucking Ghibli film.
That's he directed cool. many. He was one of the co-founders, so
yeah, dude, he was a cool dude. He's a certified cool dude, and that's not a reward that you can give to just anybody.
It's true. It's very true. Pino doesn't care about this episode.
No, I don't. I'm just real tired. I don't know if I told you before.
No, you don't.
I don't know if I told you, but I took a nap earlier today.
Yeah, then
I took another nap in the car. I took a second nap in the morning. That's like five naps already.
Your math doesn't quite add up. I can tell you.
I counted the naps from yesterday.
I think that was correct.
I counted the naps from yesterday. Don't worry. No, but I'm tired.
I know.
So,
on a scale of 1 to 10, how many naps?
Three
3.5. Oh, man, that's a pretty good nap.
Yeah. Plus some rice pudding, so that was cool.
Pudding.
Rice pudding. But I hate rice pudding.
I don't want to eat rice pudding.
You'll eat what you get.
You're a fucking fly, you piece of shit. Now make your own food. Okay. Why are they making their own food? This is a travesty.
This is a disaster. So
this is literally the worst development.
Did any of you guys watch the dub?
I watched the dub.
I watched the sub.
I watched the sub. How'd you like the dub, Pino?
Dub was fine. It's what I expect from Ghibli movies. It sounded kind of just like the last one, Castle in the Sky.
Yeah.
So I mean, isn't Disney the one that does
Disney did the
So the it's standard. You have pretty good voice actors. Do they fit their characters? Probably. The child, not so much, maybe, but I understood they were trying to go for a child.
In the sub, they very clearly used an actual child, and they reused...
A real child!
What? Those aren't real.
Real human child. Well, usually they use, like, a grown woman who just, like, pitches her voice up. But you could tell whenever they reused some of the lines from the kid just because it has the exact same inflection.
There was a looping, crying bit that I remember.
And that was awful. That straight took me out of the movie for a minute there, and I was like,
Apparently, Disney was unable to license Grave of the Fireflies due to the fact that the film was not produced by the parent company Takuma Shoten, but by Shinchosha.
Bless you.
Thank you. The publisher of the original novel. So, I don't think they dubbed it. I don't know. My math doesn't work out too good.
Man, we really did our research.
Well, that's not my episode.
Yeah, dude, that's all on me. Anyway.
Yeah.
I guess we can. Well, so do you have anything else to say about the dub panel?
No, it was fine for what it was. I'm sorry, I'm tired.
I know, this is the last episode of the season.
Okay, I'll try not to yawn.
Okay,
The dub was pretty all right.
Perfectly average. Passable.
It wasn't bad. Like, again, like, as you're talking to the guy who will always pick a dub over a sub most of the time.
Yeah.
So
I'll pick my nose.
It does the job. I think they did a good job with. Okay, some of the characters did a good job with some emotions. I don't think the main guy did too well, but then again, he doesn't show too much emotion throughout the film. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that could just be my taking. But again, it's not. You won't detract unless, you know, you just hate dubs.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched the sub, and I thought it was really good. You know, actually using children is always a plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's kind of rare, and that's something that is not an easy task.
Yeah,
and that's probably why they had to loop that one voice line over and over again. Because
they're like, I can't do this.
Yeah, just kind of out of options.
Yeah.
But soundtrack was great. I don't really have any notable...
There were actually a lot of instances where they didn't actually use music during scenes, and I thought that was really good.
Yeah, well, like, Ghibli's known for the quiet time bits.
Oh, absolutely. But, like, especially... with how haunting this movie can be at times.
Yeah.
Especially when they first went to the school and Saita. When he first like discovers that his mom was injured and dying, like no music, completely blank, and the music started once Seda was doing the spinning on the bars to try and cheer up Setsuko. Mm-hmm. And then it, like, brought in this kind of, like, not spooky, but ominous to a point music track. And I thought that was actually a really good choice. And there's a lot of good choices like that with very little or none at all.
Yeah. Less can be more.
Absolutely. What was it? Also spoilers, but you know, it's an hour and a half long movie. You should be able to watch that. This episode's probably longer than that, or maybe not. We don't know. We're recording it now. But at the end, when the phonograph is playing the record from like one of the girls who like ran back and was like, "Oh my goodness, the old phonograph!"
And I finally get to hear it again.
My poor ears. But when that was playing, and then they showed Setsuko, like the memories of her in the fort area. I don't know what to call it. like the cave, I guess, Fort Cave, yeah. quote unquote. And that was spooky. Like, that was like, oh my God.
Yeah, when she was kind of ghosting around. Yeah.
When she was spooking.
And that I was like, the part spooking. That, like, I really started to tear up.
That one, and then immediately the scene after where he was cremating the body. I was like, this hurts.
Yeah, dude. That was rough.
My soul. Man. This was a rough movie. Yeah. Gabe, why'd you pick this?
Did we already talk about the ending?
Yes. This is the end of the podcast.
I can't believe it. I'm so sad.
It was sad. It was, and then it's like, and this is... Also, I would like to mention that he died on the 21st night of September.
Do you remember?
I said that to Joan, and Joan's like, how dare you? And I'm like, I need to bring some form of
joy. But you need something to remember.
I know. I remember that. I will always remember that Saita died on the 21st night of September.
Yeah, I mean...
That's some good.
Is it
trivia.
A spoiler saying they died?
No, because that's at the beginning of the film. Also, I already gave everyone a spoiler warning, so they can suck.
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah.
Just double checking.
Well, since we're already going into it, and I assume you don't have anything else to go on in the presentation, because there wasn't no peer ED.
Well, like, yeah, they had credits they winners. Had some yeah they had some songs for the credits, which I enjoyed, especially.
But it's no ending.
No ending. But like, just credits. I did like at the intro. After they showed Saita dying, or Saita, I fucking already forgot his name, or how to say it, Saita. But after he dies, which are like, neat, they show his ghost, like, walking around, and then immediately after they have the opening credits over, like, normal life, kind of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, that's good. And then it's like, oh yeah, time for bombs, and I'm like, uh-oh. Are we the bad guys in the story?
Uh-oh.
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 I will never forgive the Americans.
So, should we go ahead and just go into the whole story then?
Is that all we... I guess.
Well, starts off... You start off at the very end, like the way after the events of the film... And you see Saita dead.
He's with just vibing.
What's that?
He's just vibing.
Yeah.
He was just vibing.
And then he's dead with a couple other kids. Do you know where they were going? I think that was a train station, I'm assuming.
Well, I think it was a train station, but also because they have no families. I assume they're homeless and like just... Because it's after the war, so like there's still devastation in the area. And they're like, well, people are dying, I guess.
Yeah. Yep. Sad dude, and he has the fruit tin there, which then you get an explanation fully at the very end. But the fruit tin is brought throughout the entire film. You see that same tin being reused, and given little snacks to
as they do
to Setsuko, the little girl,
the sister,
and so it's wartime. Their mom changes. Doesn't make it through a bombing, and they have to go live with their aunt, who is a little
that
bit
part
of a bitch.
Bothered.
What? Yeah. How'd so?
Like, I get that. Like, hey, mom, go on ahead without us. But like, would you could have just stayed together at that point. Like,
well,
you
but
guys are the
I
last
think
ones.
I think more so the point was that.
I mean, I know it was like a transition for the plot to advance.
Well, more so I think overall the arcing story is that Saita did not want Setsuko to really be worried and like distraught at that point. So I get that's why it was like, yikes. We're still staying separated and along those lines. I think it was more so for Setsuko's well-being than...
No, I mean at the beginning where it's like they're about to...
Oh, yeah, I don't know what the... He was burying shit, and I'm like...
Yeah.
I'm like, I guess.
Your mom just left.
Well, to be fair, if he didn't do that, he would have died.
Well, and he buried that stuff so that he could...
Go back.
Or she could have stayed to help...
Yeah.
Pick up the stuff.
I don't know. Maybe because her heart's bad or something. Because I remember
that. Yeah, I forgot her heart.
She had diabetes or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But other than that, no, I get it. Yeah, you're protecting the eyes of a child that has not seen pain or death at that current point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's the way you should have done it, my boy Setsuko, or Setsu Katetsu, what's his name?
Seita.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he went about it the right way, mm-hmm. but hey, it makes the movie, so.
Well, he's a kid himself. So.
Yeah, he's also a child of like 10 or some shit. So I'm like, yeah.
It's true.
You can't be making all the decisions. Yeah, he's 14 years old.
He's 14 years old. Yeah, but when he's the only one technically in the immediate family, it's probably a good idea to tell somebody. And the fact that he didn't tell his aunt.
Well, cuz like I think because of that would be more so that being like, hey, like my mom's living, we just need somewhere to stay for the time being to kind of get your foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, I was told that she's dead. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, she is dead.
Well, yes, but I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah. And he was trying to not bring it up so that Setsuko didn't hear about it, but then she does anyway, which is exactly what I feared, was that the aunt was going to tell Setsuko.
And I mean, I believe at that point the child at least has the right to know. I mean, you can't just hide it forever at that point.
Yeah.
But, I mean, someone had to tell her, preferably her brother, but you know, it was not. Aunt McGee had to open her mouth and be like,
yeah.
She's in the ground, so now these fireflies are going to the ground.
Yeah.
That was some great symbolism. By the way,
I
enjoyed that symbolism.
I did like the fireflies. That was
because the very first one that she tries to pick up, she squishes.
She crunches it.
Yeah, and my interpretation is that the light and fragility of the fireflies is how fragile life itself is.
Yeah, how people are.
Yeah,
they really do.
I think more than anything, this movie made me depressed.
Really?
It was just like sad, and I'm just like,
I don't know. I didn't feel sad at all. Mostly because I just didn't like the way everybody handled everything. Like the adults were crap.
Well, yeah, the adults were garbage.
There was no insight from the child. From the start there was something wrong with the child already. She was always super itchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's something wrong with her.
That's why, because she didn't.
He didn't apologize to his aunt. I get that the aunt was in the wrong at that point, but when you have nowhere to go and you have limited funds that will expend eventually.
Well,
sometimes you need to swallow your pride and stay in a place where you can be sure. And of course, they didn't know the war was going to end in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
but living at least with the aunt in what is not a nice home per se, but a safe one, would have worked, would have sufficed, and probably would have saved their lives.
I
know this is how the story wanted to go, but I still don't. I don't agree with.
No,
any
I
of it.
Totally, I totally get it. Like, while so this, I had no while sympathy, I still think that this is a good and important movie, I don't think it's a super great movie. There's a lot of things that, you know, could be done a lot better.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of things that I feel like could have been done much stronger.
This is very much seems like the second movie that Ghibli ever made. Like, I get it's good. It's important to show this kind of history, especially within Japan, and show to other cultures. And the effects of war on people and, you know, civilians, including children, and how they have to grow up with it or else they will die, which they died even though they tried to.
I think they should have handled it a bit better, though. I mean, it's based on the novel, right? I know maybe the novel might be a bit different since this is...
Is this
still considered a child movie?
No, it's PG-13.
PG-13. Okay, so I feel like, again, this is kind of the same problem I had with Akira, in a sense, where in this case, it wasn't that everything was going too fast. It's everything was going a little too slow.
Yeah, well, like, I get that for sure.
Painfully slow, at least for me.
Because with...
It was rough watching it.
Yeah.
Not because of what I saw. It was just because nothing happened. Like, I get you're showing me the bond between sister and brother. I get it. But I don't need to see it again. And again, but much slower over time.
Like, I get it.
You're a good brother. You're trying to make sure she's having a good childhood. Let's go to the beach. Let's go eat. Let's go to the beach. Let's go to the beach. Hey, I think that's a plane.
More so, I feel more than anything that it's supposed to be a slow burn.
And deal. At least it was consistently slow.
Yeah, it wasn't jumpy with the pacing.
I don't know, man.
But like, I don't know, man. It just seems I'm okay with the pace. Yeah, mostly because it's an hour and a half long. If it was 2 hours or like 2.5 hours, I'd have a very different.
I don't know. Opinion. It was still terribly too long for me. They could have at least done something else. I know you probably shouldn't. I know this movie's not trying to glorify war or anything, but it felt as though the attacks, and again, I'm not saying like, oh, I want more action. It just felt like the attacks were a little too far, spread out. Yeah, there was the scene at the beginning, and I got it. I got the feel. It's war. They got to run. And then, you know, you just hung out, and I was like, cool.
Well,
is the war going to affect you in any other way other than relationship wise? Then it came back. Mm-hmm. And I think there was like two, maybe three attacks.
There were a couple more air raids. A couple of them weren't.
And some practice tests or something like what do you call them? The
drills.
Drills. There were some drills. Like I get that's something too, but I don't know. It was painfully slow. It was too slow. I found myself nodding off.
And yeah.
When I'm nodding off, I'm not invested in the
movie. I totally get where you're coming from. I personally think it was okay, but I can definitely tell you that it was a slower movie, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least Ghibli had nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, that's true,
right?
I can agree there.
But
what part of the movie we were at? He moved in with his aunt.
Yeah,
right?
Aunt was being a bitchy person.
Aunt was the worst. Like again, she's wartime makes you change. Yeah. Like,
but I don't. She was just a butthole.
Yeah,
she was a big butthole. But again, it
was believable. At least.
It was very believable. Yeah. Because like even just having somebody stay at your house in a normal circumstance, you know, you get a little ticked off once they're there for a while. You're like, he's touching my stuff, or. He's still here, et cetera.
Not doing anything.
It happens, you know. It happens. And so, like, I think that was the strongest point of the film.
Yeah.
The whole situation of, like, it's family, but, like, you know, if you're upset, like, you can get upset with them because you're just not used to them there. That was just real scummy of her. She was like, you're not doing anything. And, like, I get it. He wasn't. But, like, again, he's got to, if no one's taking care of Setsuko in, like, a way
then
where she can
is,
at least
yeah.
stay. Yeah, then who is? And, you know, he could have done a little more to help out in her defense. But again, I think that was the best part of the film for me. The whole interaction with the aunt. I hated it, but it was the best part. I think that one really, like, did its job justice. And I applaud the movie for that. That's the good part. Uncomfortable, but good.
No, yeah. You know, I was looking up Ghibli and just looking around, and I just realized that Grave of the Fireflies and My Neighbor Totoro released on the same day.
That's a big yikes, my dog.
Which makes me confused.
Yeah, that's
both April 16th, 1988, because I saw it on my anime list and I was like, that doesn't seem right. And it is. And they both did reasonably well. They got a couple million at the box office each. Yeah, 5 million for Grave and then 6.1 for Totoro, but it just seems weird that they would both release at the same time. That seems like box office suicide. Like, why wouldn't you wait a little? But whatever, that's not my deal. I don't know. This is just rough around the edges, rough around most of the edges for this movie, for sure.
Still good.
Yeah. I keep saying that it's still important to watch or important to know.
I think other mediums have done it a tad better.
But it's important to know this type of
effect
on war.
Effect.
Cause
war never changes.
Well, because like
I personally wouldn't watch it again. I might recommend it to anybody who watches anime, but nobody outside.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. This would not be you don't watch anime? Well, you should watch this. There's so many other Ghibli films that you could recommend that are better.
Yeah.
Like another one that released on the same day.
Yeah, woo, crazy. But like,
I bought the wrong ticket. Oh no, hey mom, you got me the Grave of the Fireflies ticket. I wanted to go to Totoro.
There was a big funny haha man there.
He was a big guy. But like,
yeah.
I don't know. I think this type of depiction, especially with the glorification of war and normalization of it now, is really important because, like, you know, you have Call of Duty and all that stuff and just being like, oh, shoot guy.
Shoot guy.
And then you're like, but what happens to guy you shoot?
That's what happened to family.
Yeah, what happened to fam?
Family sad.
What happened to the fam?
Yeah. Dude, what happened to his fam?
Crazy.
Yeah. You're right, though.
I guess. Yeah, that's a good point.
This is just like a very like quiet episode.
I mean, yeah. It's reflective of the film,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. It's a slow burner, this one, too.
Yeah.
Well, and I like media like that, where it's just consistently very slow. It's a very contained experience.
Mm-hmm.
It was, if anything, the experience of the film itself was more enjoyable than anything about the film individually. Like, mm-hmm. It's a sort of the whole is greater than the sum of its parts situation.
Ah, now, I enjoyed some of the parts, but not the whole. There we go.
Okay, that's my, fair.
That's my opinion.
Well, your opinion is fucking wrong.
Hey, you know what? Hey, screw you there, buddy. Don't let me get my machete out. You're
podcasting.
Let him podcast.
Hey, remember when we said we only do actual facts? We're all giving our facts out real on facts. The lawn.
Real facts.
Real fake facts.
One of the things that I really wanted to talk about as like one of the main themes of this show or this movie, and you know it's big because I wrote it down. The juxtaposition of childhood and innocence with war and violence and the merging of the two, especially when there are several times where there's like an air raid and Seda tells Setsuko, he's like, hey, you better get on here or else you'll get blown up by bombs, or like, you better hurry up. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, he's so nonchalant about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to at that point. Yeah. You can't just say, like, those are just fireflies.
Yeah.
Falling from the sky.
Yeah.
But bigger. You can't really hide it once it's in plain sight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you can do is try to keep them calm, as in the way that he did try.
That's like, true.
We gotta go. Yeah. Like, hey, I know you don't want to die yet. You can't just be like, we're gonna die. Get out of here.
Gotta run.
Escape.
He at least did good in the fact of keeping her calm during those times of struggle. But there's a limit to both. And I feel like that is what the movie does decently well if you paid attention or didn't fall asleep.
Pido.
But yeah, it was rough, dude. I hated it. I'm sorry.
hated like the movie or hated the experience?
I hated the experience.
Fair.
The movie is
me
fine.
Me too. Me too.
The experience was just not.
Well, it's just depressing.
Yeah, there wasn't like.
But the thing is, I don't feel sad. They deserve. He did.
Yeah.
He was very irresponsible. That's what I'm mad about. Like, if anything, the movie did make me feel. I didn't feel sad. I felt bored. And when he did do something, you know, that progressed the plot, I was just upset with the way he thought it through. Again, it's a child.
Yeah.
It's a child thinking. It's a 20-something year old man here on a podcast who's not seen war other than on TV and games, just saying, like, there's a better way to do this. So, you know, don't get the wrong idea. I do have a heart.
In steel.
It's covered in steel. There is no heart. I have no soul.
Poor
no,
guy,
but again, know. Every time he did something that I wouldn't do, I'm just like, oh my God, this movie is just...
Like,
I was not cringe, because again, cringe, I feel like it's a little more negative. I just did not like the character himself.
I feel like...
And that's just... Ugh.
The accolades of being a Ghibli film and being the first... with all these accolades, a lot of people just slap like a good rating on this and go home because you're like, ah, mm-hmm. feels. And like I agree with you, Pino, that there's a lot that is still wrong with this and mm-hmm. a lot that can be fixed. And I feel like it should be looked at more critically than mm-hmm. It's a Ghibli film and stamp. it's about dying people. Stamp.
Yeah, he gets the approved signal. I mean, and that's why I was extra critical with Akira too. Like
yeah.
again,
yeah,
Akira
everyone
manga
always talks
is a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Akira movie is a mess like, in my opinion.
No, yeah, of course.
It story wise it's a mess. Mm-hmm. Again, animation wise, yeah. that was beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
It was something new. It was groundbreaking. Yeah. But it's garbage to me.
Well, because whatchamacallit, I'm trying to think. Well, because, like,
Silent
especially
Voice was the
with,
other movie we watched, and that was a good one.
What?
That was fantastic.
I didn't listen.
Silent Voice was a movie we watched, and that was fantastic.
Beautiful.
That was fantastic. So I do like movies.
Okay. He does. But what is it? Freaking... But with, like, Akira, they had 6 giant manga, like, volumes to go through, and they took, like, from the first half of one and the last half of 6. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of just weaved it together haphazardly. And like this, I feel like this is a little bit...
This was a complete story, but there wasn't any...
Adaptation.
Well, there wasn't like any yeah. positive upswing. Is the
well, because I guess it's war. Like I get,
it's war. You can't.
I get that there's no positive upswings. I didn't come into this wanting to like...
Feel good.
Wanting to feel good. I came in this knowing that it would not be a feel-good movie, yeah. knowing that it wouldn't okay. be...
And they even tell you at the beginning, is like,
I died here
like,
on the
yeah,
21st
okay.
night of September. And I'm like,
do you remember? I'm like, okay, I'm going to find out how you died.
Yeah.
And we did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I feel like there was, you don't need a... You don't need someone else to tell you, hey, this movie is not happy. It's
yeah.
just, you see it when you watch it. It's like, I died. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah,
tell
you're
me
like,
how.
Oof.
Tell me how.
Yikes. No, thank you.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I don't know, man.
I will
We're
say,
probably going to get flamed for being
I
whatever,
know, I will.
More
I will.
Critical.
Bring it on,
it.
Dude. Bring it on. I'll take you to town.
Yeah, dude,
I
Pino
will
hates
appreciate
Konosuba.
The fact,
like,
I will appreciate yeah. the fact that out of most of the Japanese movies that I've seen with, and like I mentioned before, like, a lot of them have to do with Japanese mysticism and, like, other worlds
yeah.
and whatnot. It was super refreshing not to have that. Like, you saw him as a ghost or mm-hmm. a spirit, and his sister as a spirit. And when I saw that, I groaned. I audibly, I was like, oh my God, it's going to be another one of these fantasy movies. I'm glad it wasn't.
Yeah.
Again, it sounds kind of hypocritical. I'm glad it wasn't. I didn't like how it was executed, but it was refreshing not to have, like, oh, other universe. Oh, ugly monster.
Crystals.
Oh.
Well, yeah, a lot of Ghibli films are like that too.
Yeah.
So
and I it's that is grounded. One thing I will praise this movie. It was grounded, it was set. It just for me again, it was just too slow and I just hated the characters, the character himself, the main
Pino
guy.
Gives it a 0 out of 5.
No, I'm not crazy like Garbalax.
Uh-oh.
pew pew shots fired. But again, I'm critical because I wanted it to be better.
Oh, yeah.
And it could have been better. And I think, again, where it shines, it shines.
Oh, believe me.
Where it doesn't
me,
is everywhere.
You're preaching to the choir here, man. If it's, like, if it can be better, and, like, there's clearly something that can be,
mm-hmm.
like, and, improved on, mm-hmm. like, I'm going to get angry because it's not.
Right. And I kind of, like, it makes me kind of curious on how the since it's an adaptation, I want to know what the novel, or was it a
source
book or something?
Material.
It was a novel,
I want to
yeah.
know what the source material
was. It was like
was.
A, give me one second, I had it. Because
if we get more of that, then I can.
Yeah, it's based.
Then I won't feel as bad.
Grave of the Fireflies is based on the 1967 semi-autobiographical short story of
okay.
the same name by Ayuki Nosaka. Which
okay.
is centered on this experience before and after the American firebombings of Kobe in 1945.
Okay.
Kobe?
No. I've been to Kobe, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Nice.
It didn't look like that because it was all gone.
What?
Well, they rebuilt, obviously. Obviously. It wasn't just rubble when I went there. I'm like, ah, yes, I see.
The way you based that up.
What could compare to just lying out in the stars?
I'm sorry. I was just like, yeah.
I mean, this is a sad movie, so it's like we.
I think it's more
out.
Of a big thonk movie.
It was. It's a very movie. Big. Thonk. Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what we're doing right mm-hmm. now.
That's why we're not exactly. laughing that much because our brains exactly. are working overtime. We can't allocate any of our RAM to funniness. We just right. have to be thinking
it
the whole time.
Folks. So if you're here for more butt jokes. Sensitive humor.
Wait
till next episode.
Yeah, wait for the filler episode. Then we'll talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry
the
about it.
The butt jokes will be aplenty.
Yes.
You have my word.
You have my butt.
No, you do not.
No.
Oh,
but let's continue on with that plot. Yeah. Aunt was just upset, like, you're not going to war. You're yeah. not doing anything, right?
She's like, well, then you can just go live in that fucking cave. And he's like, oh, I guess I'm gonna.
Look at me, I'm gonna.
Got 7,000 yen in the bank. Yeah. Let's go.
Go yeah. buy a rice cooker. Go buy a shitty umbrella.
I laugh when she's like, he bought that rice cooker to spite me. Yeah. I giggled. I was just like, damn, lady, are you really hate him that much? He's like almost blood. Like, come
yeah.
on, lady, calm down.
Yeah. I hate her. I hate her yeah. so much. Yeah. But then they go... They live in the cave for a while, and, mm-hmm. yes. you know, at first things were all great because, you know,
cave
sure. work. They had funds. They yeah. had ways to get food. But again, war brings, you know, scarcity, rations and whatnot, yeah. and so the food yeah. became
the farmer
frequent.
They were getting their food from was running low himself, and that was bumming him out as well.
Mm-hmm. And then again, it's fair to him because, like, yo, you, that's your job. And, like, yeah, you can sell it, but where does that leave your food?
Yeah.
So, like, I understood where he's coming from. Again, a lot of these people could have been a lot nicer or at least have had a nicer heart, but I get it.
Well,
wartime
yeah.
is wartime.
Farmer's mm-hmm. the best character.
The farmer, when he beat the shit out of him, and he's like, maybe this is assault, and he's like, ah! And I'm like,
right.
get out of here.
Once he went to stealing, I was like, oh, my God. Just apologize to
well,
your
like,
aunt,
well, like, he didn't have money. And, like...
I know. At that point, apologize to your aunt.
Yeah.
Everybody told him, like, hey, apologize.
Yeah,
like,
he was kind of being
a... be set.
Yeah.
And he was like,
he was being
no.
a butt. He was like, no, I'm going to be an ass. No.
He took the responsibility upon himself
when he
was not ready
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, when he clearly was not. Equipped mm-hmm. for
because she's a child.
It hurt when he stole. It hurt when he stole.
Yeah,
and he stole right in front of her too, and I was just like, oh my God, no,
this ain't no Aladdin.
No, no,
where it's glorified.
Where it's glorified.
It is glorified. It is
a bread line.
He has a whole song about stealing. That's his whole deal.
Yeah, dude.
I steal only what I can't afford.
It's everything.
It's everything. I'm poor.
God. He didn't learn a damn thing in that movie.
Yeah,
all he knew.
Let's talk about Aladdin. Come on, Doc. Good songs, terrible person.
Yeah. At least Seda died.
I want to be the prince.
And he got to learn from his consequences because he's fucking dead.
Oh my god.
I'm going to rate Aladdin a lot worse when we watch
it. We're going to roast this, guys. If you want to watch us,
want us
review,
to watch Aladdin.
Other anime that's not anime, well, subscribe to our Patreon, and then we'll do it.
There's only one good Disney movie, so
that's Chicken Little, the 3D animated classic that uses an original Bare Naked Ladies song.
It was an original song?
Yeah!
Oh.
One Little Slip. Dude,
man.
That song slaps.
Dude, that's slip. Dude. Is this the Funky Trivia Podcast?
Guys, welcome to the FTP.
Dude,
that's cool.
that's like my only fun fact for and it was also Disney's first CG animated film, and it shows.
Oh yeah,
man, how about Craven?
let me think. I know I wrote down.
Something. We're zipping through the plot. They're like literally the.
There's only a few, like, really big story beats to go over.
Yeah, and there's, like, a lot of smaller things which I'm like, I get it. It makes sense that...
It makes sense.
Like, all of... you know, it's slow. It's a slow build, trying to build that relationship because the movie is very much between the two children. Like
at this point, I already could tell he loved his sister.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as he tried to save her and try to calm her, I'm like, okay, this man knows what to do. I know.
Yeah.
So that was good. Thank you.
For sure. I gotta close my window. There's like a symphony of honks going on outside.
Dude, Charlie?
He's driving me mad.
Symphony of the honk.
Dude, that's... You've heard of Symphony of the Bells. Now here's Symphony of the Honks.
Quack, 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 quack.
Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack. We're all idiots.
We get sidetracked so easily.
Well, because there's not so much to talk about.
Unfortunately.
One other thing that I really did enjoy.
Were you going to bring up the kids?
No.
Okay, I was going to bring up the kids. You first.
Yeah, of course. But there was a lot of focus on bugs and ants and maggots and flies.
The detail when the maggots were on the dead mom, oof. I was just like, ugh. Yeah.
Well, because they did that with some dead bodies. They did flies, like, landing on the dead children.
Even when they were dead.
And, like, poking at the ants, like, you could, like, the small details of that. Especially to show kind of just like the grime and the kind of just like the dangers of war and like how it changes just normal everyday life. And it's like, you're dead. It's gross. It's dirty. And that's it.
It's not that's cool. Life.
It's not epic. I'm sorry.
It's not epic.
What I liked, it was after they moved to the cave, since he did decide to leave, and after a couple months passed, there was some, like, a group of kids wandering near the cave, and, you know, they had their little exposition, they're like, who's somebody living here? It seems like ghosts are living here, what are they eating? Like, oh god, they're eating toad, like, I wouldn't even be caught dead eating that.
Yeah.
And, like, they're pointing out a lot of the things that before, at least for me, I was like, okay, he's being very resourceful. And then with the kids, like, you know, trashing it, I'm just like, oh, shoot, like, really? That doesn't – you're right. Like, this is a poor living condition. Like, what are they doing here? Like, why? Just apologize at this
kid.
Point.
Yeah, because he's a stupid kid.
And I very much enjoyed that short scene there.
Yeah.
Because it was just – it was a good little, like, snap. Like, hey, he's going to die. So
yeah, it's like this isn't good.
This is how he's dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I appreciated that very
much. Yeah, that was that's a scene that, like, without it, like, the movie would functionally work the same. But with it, I feel like it adds a lot to putting everything into perspective, which I really enjoy.
Yeah, especially because, like, there is a cultural difference. So
yeah,
getting absolutely. That confirmation that, oh, okay, they, you know, are saying some fairly reasonable things.
Yeah,
it's fair.
It's
from that point. Sorry, you were
no, you're all
continue
good.
On with
keep,
the
no, go
I
ahead,
was just
dude.
Gonna, I was just gonna progress the the story.
Yeah, of course.
At that point. I think it was at that point or beginning a little before that, you see the, you know, the health degradation of, or, you know, her, the health of Miss Setsuko starting to, you know, get a little worse and worse by each scene. The rash that she initially had becomes like a whole issue in the back. I believe it was lice, maybe even when they were combing her hair.
Yeah, the lice in her hair when combing out.
That was too, I was just like, oh God.
Yeah, that was rough.
Oh no, that was rough. Again, a lot of these are rough images and a lot of the things that like, are the best or near the end because it just it really shows you subtle like it's not subtle like again nowadays lice at least here we're just like yeah just get some medication on it but like if you have no resources and nothing lice can be a very dangerous thing. You see that you see how bony they become you see the way they're living that one point where she's like where Setsuko's super tired and she's like, I have candy, eat some. It's marbles. I'm just like, she's hallucinating about a lot of things. And at that point I was like, okay, movie, you're doing your job.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah, exactly.
At the time, I hate it for
the
right reasons.
I hate it is the real shit.
This is the I hate it of the real, like, cause it's, they did an excellent job there. And it was, again, that part was rough to watch. I will admit that was just, I did not want it. I was uncomfortable, and they did, you know, they did their part. That's exactly what they wanted. Yeah. They wanted us to feel that part.
That exact point was when they said, okay, yeah, Setsuko, she never woke up. And it's like, oh, yeah. Fuck.
You just, I was like,
brush right on by that. Like, oh, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, well, like, that's the thing with dying. It happens.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's, that's mm-hmm. it. And the total
summary. Well, I like
summer,
the way they did it. Let me no, yeah. clarify.
Yeah, I feel like that, the last, like, 10 minutes were handled super mm-hmm. well.
Yeah,
like, I of showing that. Her degrading, eating the watermelon, and then passing away, and God. The fly landing on her cheek, and not flinching mm-hmm. or anything, and her eyes stayed open, and it's just, that hurt. That was mm-hmm. rough. And then, obviously, they had the phonograph scene, because Japan surrendered
yeah.
unconditionally. And then they show her running around in her ghosty form, and then shows the mm-hmm. cremation, which once again I think was done super well. You know, right. kind of the putting all of her belongings and then...
Well, minus the box.
Well, yeah, and then... Well, because the thing is he puts it in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he thinks about it for a second and takes it back out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the nice touch of, you know, that I, like, kept some of the ashes in this box. Mm-hmm. And I really did like the box symbolism, and it's throughout the whole movie. Because he gets the box of fruit drops from when he buried it in the yard before the first bombing. Or, like, the first firebombing that we see.
Yeah.
And kind of them trying to stretch it out and to even right. to the point of putting water in it and then pouring it out and right. saying, oh,
it's like it tastes it like... It was a symbol of, like, I guess, short relief or, you know, a nice little pause in their hectic life. Because yeah. every time he would give candy to his sister, it was always when she was upset or in a foul mood or even just, like... You know, just dealing with the realities of life. And, like, you know, it was nice to see her smile. But, you know, it only goes so far.
Yeah, right.
I appreciated that mm-hmm. as well.
And then I did enjoy, at the beginning, actually, when the, I guess, like, the janitor guy tossed out the tin, that a little bit of bone and ash came out. And that's when Setsuko... really, like, appeared. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I like that. That was an interest. That was a good choice. And I don't, man, it's just a somber movie, and there's a lot that could be touched on better, and, you know, character choices and blah, blah, blah. But,
right.
Like, especially now knowing this, like, all of the history, before all the bombings and, culturally and with, like, architecture and written history all gone
mm-hmm.
due to this war. And I think it's, for me, that's the worst part. Like, there's people yeah. dying and there's so much culture and history being destroyed out of mindless, like, warfare. I wish there was more of a focus on that, I think.
Well, on one hand, I very much see where you're coming from, but on the other, I don't know where they would have fit that in without mm-hmm. artificially lengthening it out.
What I initially assumed as soon as he moved to his aunt's house, at that point, you know, I like making predictions while I'm watching a lot of media that I've never seen before, so I assumed that they would be raided again, and he'd have to move to a different home, maybe find his family. There was a brief mention of, why don't you find your father's, or it was either your father or your mother's side's family in another city. And I was like, okay, are they going to seek that out? Is that where their death lies, in a different city? And, you know, they didn't do that. I feel like that would have been a way to maybe implant some more of the tragedies of war, or see more of that kind of imagery. But yeah. know, they stayed in the location, and I get it. They're kids, you know, can't really get far, especially when there's... I feel like it would... Now that I think about it, I feel like that would be a... I would feel a little more Like, I would have felt more if they did go on a journey. Because they're just leaving the comfort of their home.
Just and barely and moved
to
away.
To journey on to some place where there might not be any hope. Instead of, I'm leaving to somewhere very close where I can get help excessively.
What I wish what would have happened is that they started their journey to Tokyo. Mm-hmm. And be like, oh, relatives are there. So let's move in that direction. And that would be the big issue. Traveling and, you know, stealing and all the things, I think, would have a better feel to it. Because there is no relief or, like, direct relief there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's...
But I do appreciate that it was a... Kind of, it was a closed environment in a sense. It was the same locations, same people. It again, grounded in realism. I don't expect kids to go out of the way to go to the city, but it would have been nice. In a different type of story. But again, this is an adaptation, so at least I'm assuming at that point it's sticking close to its source. So I don't have too many issues with that, but you know, it could have been done differently if
absolutely. I think if they had took a little bit more creative freedom within it, I feel like they could still hit all those same story beats, like, oh, like with the kids being like, oh, this is a dirty shack or whatever, and this isn't a home. They could have still done that, just made it more of a journey and made it that, oh, this is the point why we are moving, not just surely out of spite. It's because we have to keep moving or else we will die sooner.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I don't... This is just a really hard movie to review.
Yeah. you don't want to offend, but I keep saying I hate it, so it's kind
of
tough.
No. There's a lot of... There's good aspects and there's bad aspects. That's...
I wouldn't... Yeah. I don't want to call it bad either.
Well, just like...
They're not well...
Well developed? Undeveloped, like...
I feel like they're too sublime. I don't know.
What?
They're too... No, I don't even know what the word sublime is.
I was like, too sublime? I'm like...
They're too... God, what is the word?
Conservative?
No. It's not... The word isn't underwhelming either, because... Again, we're...
There's too many words!
There's too many words in the English dictionary.
That's it. I'm gonna go Japanese. To change into Japanese. They have less letters.
Yeah, you're right. They don't have any letters. They have characters.
Exactly. Zero letters is better.
Brilliant.
Flawless.
There's nothing else difficult about Japanese at all.
It was just slow. That's all I can really say.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. But yeah, it ended fairly nice. I mean, they were please clarify this for me if I'm wrong. Once they were sitting on that bench or wherever, they were on looking like a future, like the future city. Like that was like quote unquote current.
Well, as of 1988.
As of that movie,
current.
Okay, I like that. I like that touch. Yeah, they were just a wandering spirit.
I'm very glad that the spirit thing didn't go beyond just standing there. You know?
Yeah.
Because that could have been a whole deal, and I'm like, that's just too much. Yeah. Like you said before, Pino, all the mysticism and the possibility that they could have done that, and they've done that in many other shows that...
They do that too much. Yeah. I'm sorry, Japan. You do it too much. I'm trying to watch a Japanese movie without feeling uncomfortable half the time. I don't want to have an existential crisis every time. Come on.
Every end of the season, we have another existential crisis.
God dang it. I hate this.
Tis life.
I'm going to drink some water.
The funky existential podcast.
Fip. Do we want to talk about characters? Very briefly.
There's two.
Yeah, there's like two and a half.
Let's start with the easiest one, Aunt.
Aunt was
a bitch.
She was nice at the start, but you can tell someone's up.
Yeah, well, she's just agitated. Like,
just write a letter to your father.
Because she was, you know, two more people to feed.
Yeah. And I get it, wartime is wartime, but family, I don't know, man. If you're family, you at least got to have their back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is that I understand where she's coming from, but I don't have any respect for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just one of those harsh realities of life that it happens. It can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we got Seda.
Seda. I had so much hope for you, Seda.
Yeah, and then...
You were a good boy, and you threw it all away.
Well,
but I get it. He was trying to be a good brother, trying to keep her happy. In the process, kind of let it go too far.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things he could have done. He could have offered to do more stuff at the home, though he didn't have to, at least I think so.
Yeah.
Especially because he lost both parents. Unknowingly, he lost both. He lost his father, but
yeah,
lost both parents. What are you going to do with a kid like that? You're not going to be like, ha, they died. Go fight
for them. Ah, rip.
No, don't do that. You have one more family member to like live for. And, you know, despite all the choices he made, I think he at least did what he wanted to and, you know, stuck with his sister and, you know, did the best he could.
Mm-hmm.
But he sucks. Okay. Next.
Fair.
Anyone else? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
You said it all.
Most of the conflict is kind of his... Like, obviously, the situation put him in the whole deal, but... He could have handled it a lot better. But I get it. Mm-hmm. You're a 14-year-old goofus.
Yeah. I couldn't have done better.
I couldn't have done better as a kid either.
I couldn't. Now, I would have died quicker.
If anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't have survived.
Bruh, put me to work on. Like, you're feeding me my portion, even though it's my portion. I mean, I guess I'll help. Not gonna run yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah, not yet. Not until the war ends, and then... I gotta figure out what to do.
Yeah, then I'll ditch.
Peace.
And we got Setsuko, who's just innocent little girl.
She's a cinnamon bun.
I think, like, you know, just being caught up in all this, which isn't her fault, and it just sucks.
Yeah, it was not her fault. It was just circumstance after circumstance.
And then she died.
Yep.
Sucks.
I don't know. I feel like she may... I don't want to say she died happy, because she looked
like... Well, she kind of did, because she had the watermelon as her last...
meal.
Yeah.
She liked it.
Her last meal.
And she thought she was eating candy.
She thought she had rice balls.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, she's like, oh, man. When she was like, I made these rice balls, I was like, no!
No.
No.
You're not a go-bong.
I was worried she was going to bite into them, and I was going to scream.
I would have actually... Because... So I watched this with Joan, which surprised everyone. But, like, every couple minutes I would just look at her and she would look at me and we would just both shake our head and then go back to watching. Like, oh, no God, words. Yeah. It's just like, oh, my God.
It's like, just like, this is shit is rough.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What? Oh, man, I can't wait to watch something sad for the first episode of season 3.
Nah, if it's me, it was Bobobo.
But it's not. Because you get to pick the next Ghibli film. Or do you? I don't know.
I think so. It should be.
I haven't done enough math yet. We'll figure it out in a year. We'll get back to you.
I said the same thing when I was talking to Pino about it, like, before recording, where he was like, am I going to be doing the next season finale? And I was like, I don't know, man. That would require math, which I'm not willing to do right now.
Well, because 26 is not a multiple of 3, so it changes every time, so I'd assume so.
We'll see.
We'll see in a year. Come back in a year and see what happens.
Comment on this video specifically on YouTube saying who had the episode.
Yeah, ideally, someone do the math for us.
Ideally, you'll just keep watching these, wink, wink, and send us an email at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
We're not at that section yet, Chief.
Contact at funkyanimepodcast.com. I know, but I just got to throw it in. You gotta naturally squeeze it in there.
I appreciate that.
I know, man, I know that squeeze isn't usually one of, like, the bad words to say, but, like, just the way you said it, I was like, I didn't like what you just said.
Yeah. I don't. There's a certain inflection on the way I say things that sometimes it just sounds gross.
Yeah.
And it maybe, you know, it's probably intentional and
yeah,
just not.
Yeah, it's
realized.
Just because you're an asshole, right. Really.
Yeah.
Whoa. Easy there.
100%.
But, yeah, Setsuko, a child.
Yes, pure cinnamon bun, yeah. A child.
Unfortunate circumstances surrounding her.
I don't know if we want to do the next segment.
Well,
because originally, you know, the pick I was going to pick, but I feel like it's not appropriate, though. Yeah, what?
Welcome to the 52nd edition of Who's the Best Girl, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice for the best girl of the episode and duke it out for a title of Best Girl. Today, our contestants, once again, for the final time this season, Pino, Garb, myself, and the Patreon. Who are you each advocating for?
I pick the first farmer.
You pick the first farmer?
Because he was only rounded character.
Can I just pick the beach? I don't want to pick the American army. I don't want to.
Well, it was the Navy first off, so you'd be fine if you picked the army. They had
nothing to do
with it.
No, I pick the fruit drop tin.
I'm gonna let me think. I thought you picked the swing.
No,
I changed.
You changed? Can I pick the? No,
yeah,
I
you could pick the swing.
No, I don't want the swing at all. I don't want it.
I don't want it.
God. Can I refuse? Didn't our Patreon people refuse? Can I defend refusing?
No. The Patreon pick, Setsuko.
Setsuko, okay.
There was a refusal, though.
There was one refusal. If you'd like to fight for refusal and Setsuko, I'm okay with that.
I refuse and say, okay, I'll fight for Setsuko, but I also refuse.
Okay.
I'll start.
Okay.
I refuse because I personally think it's just not... Respect. It's not appropriate for this.
Yeah.
There's nobody I would personally say, like, hey, you're pretty cool. No, y'all stinko bingos. Yeah. Y'all stinko
bingos. Stinky binkies, dude.
But again, it's circumstantial. Yeah. It's war. It's there was one lady who was real nice and then never showed up again.
Yeah. The lady at the school who was like, here, I'll look over the child. But
no, I abstain because it's not a movie for that.
Yeah. I get that.
I also hate it.
I definitely get that.
However, I'll do my joke one too. I picked the homeboys, our good old American boys, because we won. Okay, anyways. As for Setsuko, she's a pure cinnamon bun. She had nothing to do with
it. Yeah, you're right.
We didn't even see her grow up. I just want to hug her and protect her. That's all I want to do. Really,
I can't argue that. I can argue
take her to a doctor.
I can argue against the military. The
American homeboys?
Yeah. The boys in blue.
The boys in blue.
You know why?
Yeah, because they suck.
Well, because we just shouldn't have done all that. But you...
yeah, I guess. War makes you war begets
sucks.
War.
What is guys, war good for?
Guys, here's my hot take of the episode. War fucking sucks.
War is bad.
War is bad, guys. Hot take of the episode.
War never changes.
Thunderous applause.
Everyone stood up and clapped, and then I got dismissed from class early.
And they gave you a sweet, crisp $100 bill
with my big band Benny G on it.
Benny G. Wow. But no.
Yeah, no, it's right.
Setsuko's a precious
A baby. Literally.
Okay.
I picked the fruit drop tin because it was the third main character in this whole movie. It had the most screen time besides the two main ones.
I don't know, dog.
And
I feel like it also caused some of the problems.
Well, it also gave happiness, and it was also a thorough line to even the end where her ashes, Setsuko's ashes, was put inside, and therefore a very important character, and also didn't talk.
That was the best part.
You know what?
That was
my favorite part. I agree.
Thank you.
Kept their mouth shut.
Yep.
Unless it needed to open to spit out gumdrops.
Yeah. Or to fruit pour drops. Out some flavored water. Yeah, I don't know. I get
why they did that, to like get the last little flavor juice out of it. And also
flavor juice.
I'd imagined it, and I was like, it's like if you have Jolly Ranchers in your mouth. And Jolly Ranch.
Well, yeah.
If you had Jolly Ranchers and water, that just doesn't feel like a good combination.
Well, yeah, it's not. But they still did what they could with it, you know?
Yeah, but the taste, I just...
Pino doesn't like people.
On the first live-action episode we'll do, we'll have the Gios special. We'll have some Pizza Hut pizza and a Rolo. Oh, and we'll drink some
Rolos of candy.
And we'll remember we talked about that.
Yeah.
And we'll have some Jolly Roger water.
That's what we'll drink. Yo, ho. Instead of ice cubes, I'll put frozen Jolly Ranchers in all of our drinks.
I hate. I'd have to quit the podcast. No, that'd be the last episode of the podcast.
But Yeah, I just think the tin's the best because it also holds the ashes of a dead child.
That's Scrumble fair. Smash.
I picked Farmer because he was the only reasonably headed character in the entire
completely.
The first one wasn't too mean, but it wasn't too nice either.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He's got to watch out for his own family. Yeah, clearly he's an honest worker.
Yeah,
he's a farmer. You know, he's making his way through wartime. He's doing his best.
He's doing everything he can.
And he's just chilling there.
He's a family man.
And smoking his pipe.
I can't argue with that.
I can't argue with that either.
Well, if you also refuse, like all of us actually secretly,
yeah. If you refuse by literally not picking any significant character at all, email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. And we do have some emails.
Woohoo! Oh, boy.
Woohoo!
Yippee!
Yippee! yippee!
So. We have several emails from Sadie.
Smack the wall.
We're going to run through them quick. First, from Sadie, says, "You guys are my babies and my soft boys. I love you guys so fucking much." Thank you, Sadie.
Babies. I got a beard.
I don't have a beard. I can't grow a beard.
Actually, I shaved, so I guess.
Oh, no, you're a baby too. No.
Oh, no.
You've reverted back to a child.
And he's soft.
You shaved. He's a soft baby.
The next thing. Shit, I closed Gmail. No, come back Gmail. But I know what it said. Welcome to the most somber edition of Fuck You, Pino.
The hey, part man, of the maybe this once I'll lose.
We all lost it's watching a somber this show. Okay. So as always. Oh, what's happening? Something's playing in my ears. Stop it. Honestly, that's how I feel right now. So welcome to another episode of Fuck You, Pino. The part of the show where we tell Pino...
give him hints.
Give him hints and features. One piece at a time. One piece at a time. And he has to guess after every hint. Pino or Gabe can jump in at any time. And let's get started. Number one.
All right.
This character has a shaved head.
Ah, is it Saitama?
No.
Dang.
Good guess.
Step two. He has a long neck.
It's not curly.
Hold the phone. Shaved head and a long neck? What the hell?
What the heck? What the freaking heck?
Dude, a long neck and bald. The heck?
You gotta get?
Oh, no, that's oh, no. He has hair. I was like, I'll just say Orochimaru?
No. Well, it's shaved. Like, have you seen a shaved head before?
Oh, so, like, it's got, like, little aftershave?
Little hairs, yes.
Okay, little hairs.
That was another hint.
Little hairs? It was Ed from Ed and Eddie?
No, you're close.
Damn.
Close.
In this image, he's doing prayer hands.
How am I close? How the hell am I close? It's Ed from Ed, and Eddie. What the heck?
He's doing prayer hands.
Long neck, prayer hands.
I'm using every brain cell.
Is this an anime?
Yes.
Okay, what?
That was your one question.
Hey, I didn't even phone a friend yet.
I know, that was it. I was on speakerphone the whole time.
I can't believe that was Mike. I didn't call Chuck. I wanted to call my mom. shoot, I don't know. Makarov from Fairy Tail.
No. He's an emote in our Patreon server.
I can't look. I can't look. I'm not looking.
He's not looking, I promise.
Who's on our Patreon server? Master Roshi does. He's just bald.
No, it's one of those guys from Haikyuu.
Oh, really? What's his name? Sure. Tachibana Sensei.
No. No.
God, what the hell is his name? Now I gotta look at the...
Totally not looking at the emote.
I gotta look at the emote. I'm sorry. What is his name? Funky Kong?
Close. One more guess.
One more guess? When did I have a limit?
This is your last guess.
What the hell? Ryu.
Yes, Ryu. Ryu Takanaka.
I can't believe. Or
Tanaka, not
he doesn't have a. When you said long neck, instead of a giraffe. There's, why the heck?
There's, this man has a long ass neck in this image. Give me a second. I'll send it to you.
This is, I call hacks, but again, I won, so it doesn't really matter now, does it?
You did win.
I won.
It's not sending.
Thank you.
I feel like an old man.
Damn dial-up internet.
Damn dial-up dindernet.
Dinder.
Don't you dare dinder me.
Bimbermet.
I'll send it later. Anyway, we got three more emails from Sadie.
Oh, dang. So he says, let's go.
It's a me, a Nico Nico Nee. Hey, I love you. I want to make a hoodie that says Fappin' Vibes. Can you do that or can I?
We're straight vibing.
We might steal that one day, but right now we do not have the funds.
You have full reign.
You have full reign right now to make a Fappin' Vibes shirt. You'll get many looks, but I appreciate it nonetheless. And then
that's a great idea.
Vine was writing it down. He's like, oh yes.
Oh no, that's fine. We'll always remember our roots.
Yeah, and then we got two Thanksgiving messages. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, Chuck Garvin Pino, and happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for you.
Woohoo!
We're thankful for all of our viewers. And this is actually being recorded a couple days after Thanksgiving. Yeah. So
we're all full from the Thanksgiving we're all full. Munchies. Is that what they call it?
Yes.
Munchies.
I ate a food.
I eat those foods.
I eat those foods.
What happened to all the stuffing?
I eat those foods.
What happened to all the gravy?
I eat those foods.
Garb Field.
Garb Field.
Yes, John.
Time to kick Mariah Carey's hit song off the table. Don't do it, Garfield. It's almost Christmas.
And to orbit you go, you stupid song.
All I want for Christmas.
Okay. But yes, that was all the emails.
Thank you.
So let's...
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And Merry Thanksgiving.
Merry Thanksgiving.
Murray's mom.
Sorry.
I don't live in America.
But yes.
Sorry. Thank you. We appreciate the emails always.
Thank you for the emails.
We love you.
And yeah, remember, really send emails to us and we'll read them on the internet.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't think I have any miscellaneous.
I don't have miscellaneous at all. Maybe I'll read the book. Maybe I won't. I probably won't.
You probably will not.
I'll look at the Spark Notes. Let's see.
I think I covered everything in my notes. Oh, the sound design was pretty good. I liked the sounds at the beach.
Yeah, sound design was good.
When they were stepping on the beach.
Stepping on the beach.
Thank you, Garb. He knew exactly what I was referencing.
I don't know how to sing this song, so I just listened along.
We were almost all on the same wavelength.
We were almost there. Just a little bit. But yeah.
I guess we're going into ratings, maybe, right?
Is it time to rate this?
Is this time to make some people upset and other people be like, makes sense?
Oh, boy.
Who wants to start off?
I think...
Wrong.
Oh, you got it? Go ahead, dude.
No, go ahead. No, I didn't say anything. Oh.
I think I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
Just a straight 3 out of 5.
That's completely fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chuck? It's okay. You can walk through it like I do.
Makes
you sound more
sane. I always look at all my rankings beforehand and kind of gauge my enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm also going to have to give it a 3. Just like it's above average, but it's not something that I'm going to go back to very much, even if at all. I probably will in several years, but... It's an important movie to see and like to know the context at least of the history of it. But there's a lot better things you could be watching and spending your time with. But since it is only an hour and a half, I can't fault it too much to just take an afternoon to watch it. And
yeah,
right.
Let's hear that fire.
Wait, did you give it a number? Oh, yeah, you gave it a 3 out of 5. That's right.
Yeah. All right. So, if I'm talking enjoyment, I didn't really enjoy it that much. Yeah. If I'm talking about themes, they talked about pretty... There was a lot of good themes covered, and I'm a man who likes to delve in the thematics of media, such as, the hot topics of war and other things as well. I'm sorry, I got distracted. Gotta love nobody knocking.
Yeah.
Shoutouts to Knocking on the Door. Anyways.
Knocking on the door would help so I don't lose track of my place ever.
Okay, again, it's a Ghibli movie. It's not ugly.
It's not
which
ugly,
is great.
Yeah.
It's not ugly. But it is a little dull. I mean, war is dull. I don't expect it to be colorful. I don't expect to see bright red blood. I expected everything I expected with the movie, and I got. Are there other things that could be better?
Uh-huh.
Yes, there's a lot that could be better with this movie. Does it shine with some aspects? Yes. Yes, it does. Music, great. You know, it's a movie. And again, I won't rate it too harshly because it is just a movie. But again, if the movie has not hooked me within the hour of the beginning of the movie, then there's something wrong with me. So in that case, what did I give Akira? I probably gave it
you
like
gave
a
it a
2
point
something.
I'll look for it. No, you gave it a 3.1 actually.
Wow. Yeah. I want to fix that. That was
well, we'll talk about that in the filler. Sheesh.
We'll talk, yeah. I'm giving this, unfortunately, a 2.8.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not watching this again, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. That...
I'm glad I watched it.
Yeah.
I'm glad I watched it. I'm glad I, you know, it's one of the Ghibli movies not many people watch.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate what it's trying to tell. I appreciate the message. I appreciate the storytelling. I don't appreciate the execution or the pacing.
Yeah.
And it really hindered my enjoyment of it. And surprisingly, I thought I was going to hate it a lot more. But
I only hated it a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's not... Again, it's not bad. It's just something I wouldn't watch
myself. I feel like
it's not
that's
what
all
I'd be
very fair. I feel like everything that we've said is very fair. And like, I feel, especially because we talked about this Akira, and we'll talk about it again, definitely in the future, but the legacy is something that really needs to be sort like I don't want to discount like time it was released and the legacy of it,
right?
But you cannot solely base your ratings and like your view of this on, because that's just not how it works.
And to help clarify, at least with me, like, you know how much I love One Piece, right?
No,
I'm not going around saying the anime is amazing. It's garbage. it's hot garbage, especially now. Except for Wano.
Wano, good.
But just because you know One Piece is pretty huge doesn't mean that you know everything about it is great. Anime is just like
the manga though.
I could say the same thing for others. Like again, Naruto.
Oh man, Naruto.
I don't like Shippuden. I absolutely love OG Naruto.
Yeah.
Even and again,
though
it's
not
it's
great.
All,
even though legitimately it's okay.
I love Naruto.
No,
OG.
I love it
I'm
too.
Sorry.
No.
It's phenomenal.
Believe me, I love it. There's just, especially going back and looking at it in an objective light, still so much fun. But my God, are there some issues there.
Again, yeah. And we can't let just because it's a big name or the name to know. It shouldn't be like that's why it's good because it's big. Like no, I'll poop on One Piece any day,
dude. I'll everyone poop on shits Naruto on Star Wars.
And Star Wars, don't get me started.
Don't get me started.
Don't get me started. Mandalorian's great.
Mandalorian's really good. Watch the Mandalorian.
It's real good.
Are we gonna talk about? Can we? We got some filler.
We do have a couple filler ideas.
It's too bad it won't
around.
Be over.
Yeah.
Well, definitely for one. We'll have our season in review because I like doing that at the end of the season just
that's
to recap
yeah.
and talk about stuff that we remember. Like,
did we watch Akira this season?
We did. We also watched
Castlevania
this season. Do you remember that?
Oh, my God.
That's crazy, right, to think about?
And that should be getting a new season pretty soon. So.
Oh, perhaps.
Yeah.
Right. And there's a couple other things I do have in the works. A little personality quiz that we'll all be taking in the future.
Oh, boy.
So keep your ears to the ground on that, because it will be released.
Can't wait to be the catch-up of the group again.
Oh, no. But yes, so there will be filler coming out every other week like normal. It'll probably run until the middle of...
February?
January.
Okay.
Because, holidays and we have stuff to get to.
It's the holiday season.
The holiday season. Oh, whoop-dee-doop.
Whoop.
We got to prepare like new assets and shit.
Yeah.
Feliz Navidad.
But yes, so we're going on a...
Upgrading our equipment too, so.
We're going on a quote-unquote break. And when we say break, we're still making content. We're just not watching anime every week.
Basically, for all you weebs out there, and I know you know what I mean. You ever get that anime that has two seasons, and then instead of continuing the story as other seasons, they just continue on as OVAs?
We're going to release a recap movie, and then we're going to do a couple of non-canon OVAs.
We really are doing a recap.
we got to get the narrator from Dragon Ball. Last season on Dragon FAP, Kai.
Dude, that would legit be great.
Yeah. It'd be great. I love that.
But yeah,
hope you enjoyed that, guys. Of course. It's fun for us, and hopefully it's fun for you guys too.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to?
We might be doing some fun stuff.
Yeah, we'll be doing some fun stuff in the future. So keep your eyes on the floor, and there will be a couple of Patreon exclusives. Ears on the floor. Hear me stepping around.
Oh, you said eyes on the... Okay, I get it, because I listen with my eyes.
Yes,
I forgot.
You fool. But there will be a couple of Patreon exclusive things, that one thing that Pino and I have already actually recorded, so...
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we?
We did.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. One day we'll get that edited and put up.
One day.
But yes, so, Garb, do you want to outro us?
God, are we dead now?
Yeah, we're all dead. We're in the cave. We've deceased. There's never going to be season 3.
Yeah, we
japed you.
Guys, I can't believe this is actually the final episode of the podcast.
We killed them all off.
See you later, God. Space Dandy Cowboy.
See you later, fat
Rise
cowboys.
Like a phoenix.
We will not rise. We will rise like a fucking chicken wing.
They played us like a damn fiddle.
Or maybe like a goose.
Goose. Ta-da. Maybe Charlie will make a resurrection in season 3. We don't know.
We'll learn some necromancy.
Yeah. Do it in the off time when we're not watching anime.
Learn necromancy.
You got us.
It's on the list.
But yes.
Right next to not being eaten.
Thanks.
Email us.
Yeah, email us if you want to help support the
show.
Chat
us up.
Subscribe to Patreon. Follow us on Twitter. You know, all the things. The outro bit has basically everything minus the Patreon. I'm going to have to re-record that.
but hey, we might even have new formats for stuff that we do. I don't know.
We don't know. Just... Don't make promises.
I mean... We got to make a new format when we return to shows. Like, we can't just, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. This is going to be, like... we should just have the same naming convention, but just add parentheses and then the year after. Because I hate whenever shows do that. And we need to be part of the problem.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. That's 100x Hunter 1999.
Oh, my God.
2011.
Even though 100x Hunter is so good, I hate
dude, the there's, convention. Like... three different versions of like animated iterations of Berserk.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. That's so confusing. But, before we keep rambling on and trying to get this episode longer than the actual movie that we watched, we have been the Fucky Anime Podcast. My name is Chuck.
I'm Pino.
I'm Garb.
Thank you for listening to the finale of season 2, and we'll see you in a couple weeks for the, filler. Thank you all for listening, and it really means a lot to us. So we'll see you very soon.
And don't forget to tell them your mom.
Yeah, got to tell your mom you love her, especially before any air raids.
Nah. Thank you. That, oof.
Man, what a great note to
bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Funky Anime Podcast is a program made by Upchucked, Garbalax, and Pinoplane. You can find Chuck at Upchucked Gaming on Twitter and Upchucked on YouTube. You can find Garb at Garbalax on Twitter or Garbalax on Twitch. You can find Pino at Pinoplane2 on Twitter and Pinatoplane2 on Twitch. Music made by Garbalax, editing by Chuck, audio mastering by Garbalax, moral support by Pino. You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/3weebros. And make sure to check out our YouTube channel, 3weebros, so you can find our latest content. Thank you.